Banks have already seized more than 800,000 U.S. homes this year, but legal challenges could slow the process. There are allegations that banks evicted people without taking the steps required by law.
It basically confirmed what I knew, that the majority of these banks are crooks, legal crooks with ties.
Peggy Mears is one of thousands of California homeowners who are facing foreclosure. Mears, who also lost her job this year, says she has been struggling with her bank to keep her house. She says she's not surprised that some banks are now being accused of fraud, and she's hoping that California will respond by imposing a moratorium on all foreclosures until the investigation is complete.
It will give us time to try to deal with the bank, to get a modification, to stop living in terror, to not know what's going to happen, you know, today or tomorrow.
But Mears is not alone. Since the economic recession began, California has consistently had one of the highest rates of foreclosures in the nation.
Within the last month, I found out that we are the highest. And it involves not just Los Angeles, throughout the different cities out in Orange County.
Lynetta Motley is with the group Alliance of California for Community Empowerment. Motley says her group works with homeowners to help prevent foreclosures. She says Southern California has been hit the hardest because of the massive drop in home values.
Something that someone paid $350,000 for a few years ago, today it's only worth maybe, if they got $290 or $250, they would be doing good.
Motley says it would be in the best interest of banks to allow homeowners to modify their loans to accurately reflect the current value of the home. She says this would lower the mortgage payment, allowing the homeowner to keep their house and the bank to get paid. The good news for California homeowners facing foreclosure is that one Southern California judge just imposed a moratorium on foreclosures in Orange County. Organizers here hope that a judge in Los Angeles County will follow suit and that eventually the moratorium will spread statewide. Ross Frazier, Press TV, Los Angeles.